relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Even though you had three opportunities with President Zelensky for him to tell you, you know what? We're going to do these investigations to get the aid. Didn't tell you three different times. Never makes an announcement. Never tweets about it. Never does a CNN interview. Ambassador, you weren't on the call, were you? The president, you didn't listen on President Trump's call and President Zelensky's call?
I did not.
You've never talked with Chief of Staff Mulvaney?
I never did.
You never met the president?
That's correct.
You had three meetings again with Zelensky and it didn't come up.
And two of those they had never heard about as far as I know.
And President
there was no reason for it
President
to come
Zelensky
up.
Never made an announcement. This is what I can't believe. And you're their star witness. You're their first witness.
Mr.
You're
Jordan.
The guy. You're the guy based on this. Based on, I mean, I've seen church prayer chains that are easier to understand than this. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told... Now, again, this is... I hereby swear and affirm from Gordon Sondland. Ambassador Taylor recalls that Mr. Morrison told Ambassador Taylor that I told Mr. Morrison that I conveyed this message to Mr. Yarmouk on September 1st, 20... This all happens, by the way. This all happens, by the way, in Warsaw, where Vice President Pence meets with President Zelensky. And guess what?
Taylor,
they didn't talk about any linkage either.
Time of the gentleman's expired.
They were never on the call, and they've never even met the president, and these are the star witnesses. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the first day of the fourth impeachment in our republic's history. I want my money back. We were told, congressmen offline told us, others told us, this was going to go long into the night. They may be stuck on Capitol Hill into the wee hours. They ended at 3:30. They started at 10, and they ended at 3:30. My friend Kurt Volker, Ambassador Volker, had to testify behind closed doors for 10 hours. I guess these star witnesses aren't so great stars. Let me ask somebody who maybe is a tad more, unbiased than I am. Since I did work for the current person who is being impeached, his name is Ari Fleischer, former White House press secretary. Follow him on Ari Fleischer at Twitter. You have two great tweets, Ari. Welcome back to America First, and thank you on this momentous, sadly momentous day for joining us. You said
glad to be here.
Two things. A very cogent analysis at the top of your stream. You have said, Representative Ratcliffe just asked the most important question of the day. Was there anything in the president's July 25th phone call that was impeachable? Neither witness said yes. So that's the first tweet, which I love. I've just reposted. And the second one, a little bit shorter, and really gels with what I was watching before the show. Whatever the GOP council is doing, it's not working. I don't understand where he's going. Can you unpack that latter one for us? Because I was less than impressed, and I didn't see the strategy. I just didn't see a dogged search for the truth, and I saw things trail away after they were launched out of the gate.
Yeah, and when you listen to what Jim Jordan, whose audio clip you just played, made plain, about how there was no pressure, the aid was not held up, that Ukraine didn't know it. He was driving an argument and making a point that's a helpful and a valid one if you want to defend the president. I just thought what the GOP lawyer was doing was incomprehensible, and I'm sorry to say that. But his questions were long-winded, convoluted,
complicated,
full of conjunctions. It didn't drive anybody to understand what he was trying to accomplish.
No, there were numerous cases where Ambassador Taylor simply couldn't understand the question. And unfortunately, I don't sympathize with, you know, as people who think they have a right to question the foreign policy of the man they work for. But I agreed with him. These questions were just not clear, and this is the man who's supposed to be driving the questions after today's performance, Ari. So we were expecting a long circus. It ends early at 3:30, the first impeachment in 20 years. How long do you think the Democrats can pull this out for? Is this going to be their campaign platform for the next 355 days, or after today's disaster, are they going to kind of pull the plug on it in a week or two?
Look, the Democrats have received the kick here in the first half because the House goes first with impeachment.
Yeah.
So they're going to have the advantage in the House, which will result in the president getting impeached. But then once it goes to the Senate, where the president is going to become acquitted, and then the president can pick up the ball and run and say, you see, I told you it was a waste of time. It was a witch hunt. I was acquitted. The president will have the advantage. I think that's how this is going to play out. So, yeah, for the next 2 weeks, the Democrats have the ball. They're going to run with it. It'll result in the president getting impeached, which is simply he's charged. And then it goes to the Senate where the president has the advantage.
Now, you were charged with being the president's front man as White House press secretary in a prior conservative or Republican administration. Let me ask you this question that's been floated. Because of the gross irregularities in the last 6 weeks, given the fact that the final resolution on impeachment gave the chairman of the Intelligence Committee full powers not to have the president's counsel present, not to oblige him to release all transcripts that have prior testimonies. Somebody's floated the idea that when this comes to the Senate, whenever that arrives, that we could have Mitch McConnell simply say, this is not transparent, this is against all traditions, all regulations, just fair play of knowing who your accuser is, having them stand in front of you, that the whole thing should be ab ovo dismissed on the first day it arrives at the Senate. Is that a smart plan, Ari Fleischer? What do you think of that approach?
I think it all depends on whether or not what happens over the next 2 weeks in the House that we can now watch with our own eyes gives the Democrats so much strength and momentum that the public won't stand that. The public would want to hear and see a fair trial.
Mm-hmm.
If people come to the conclusion this whole thing is jury-rigged, then I think you could politically get away with that. But, you know, frankly, I'm a traditionalist, Seb, as you know.
Yeah.
And so I do think if the House follows the constitutional order and impeaches, the Senate needs to hold a proper trial. And here the president will get acquitted, which is what should happen, frankly. And I you know, let's talk about the substance of this. I've said from day one the president's request to investigate the Bidens on that phone call was inappropriate. Presidents should not get involved in matters of justice. It should be up to the Justice Department to investigate or ask foreign nations to investigate. So White House, stay out. So I called it inappropriate from the start. I've also steadfastly said it's not an impeachable offense.
Right.
It's not an abuse of power. Should Adam Schiff get thrown out of Congress because he abused his power when he fabricated his testimony about what Donald Trump said? You leave these things to the voters. That's what should happen. So I'm for get this over with. They're wasting everybody's time. Get it done in the House, get it done in the Senate, and then stop wasting time.
But isn't there a deeper issue here? Let's go to the historic, the constitutional, you can call it the spiritual element of this, because outside of a declaration of war, this is the greatest power that Capitol Hill has to impeach and potentially remove a sitting president. You've said it multiple times. Other clear-sighted individuals have said you never, ever want to have an impeachment process that is political. It's got to be about substance, not party politics. This, down the line, is absolutely political. So the idea that we should have them, you know, have a proper impeachment in the lower house, then it should happen, you know, there should be a trial in the Senate. Haven't we gone past that? Hasn't that Rubicon already been crossed? Because it is a partisan impeachment already, Ari?
It is. This is a one-party impeachment,
yes.
A partisan impeachment, and no impeachment ever should be that, and that's what this will be. But the best remedy for that is to let it fail on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And what I worry about is if it's a strong-arm tactic where the Senate dismisses the charge so they're never properly heard in the Senate, it doesn't flush the system the way it needs to. And the best way to flush it out of the system is for a vote to be taken where one or two Democrats, I think Joe Manchin of West Virginia and
right.
potentially Doug Jones of Alabama, cross over and vote against impeachment. Maybe Mitt Romney votes to convict. I doubt it. And the vote flops.
Yeah.
And that's how you move beyond it.
I
would much rather, once the process has started, follow the Constitution to its proper conclusion. And in this case, since this is clearly not an impeachable offense, let that be shown and let the Democrats be guilty of wasting everybody's time by launching this one-party partisan impeachment.
This is why Ari Fleischer has one of the fairest down-the-line decent Twitter streams out there. Follow this man at Ari Fleischer. God bless you, my fellow Hungarian-American. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. The call board is full, and we're going to go straight to you next here on the Salem Radio Network.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. In my lab, I've seen the immune response increase, I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. As a scientist, I know that balance of nature works.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we will take an additional 35% off of your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
Congress will vote any day on a drug pricing bill that may directly impact you and your family. It's called House Resolution 3, Speaker Nancy Pelosi's radical scheme to impose foreign price controls on prescription drugs, just like in socialist countries. Speaker Pelosi's bill will stifle innovation, risking medical discoveries to treat Alzheimer's, cancer, and other deadly diseases. It puts bureaucrats between you and your doctor. It will destroy thousands of good-paying jobs in the U.S., and it does nothing to hold insurance companies accountable for high out-of-pocket costs. You can help stop Speaker Pelosi's radical drug pricing scheme. Go to SaveCures.com and tell Congress to vote no on H.R. 3. Patients need real solutions to lower drug costs, not radical socialist price controls that destroy jobs and the discovery of new treatments. Go to SaveCures.com and make sure Speaker Pelosi doesn't impose her extreme plan on your family. Tell Congress to vote no on H.R. 3 at SaveCures.com. Paid for by BIO, the Biotechnology Innovation Organization.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and you've heard me talking about the movie No Safe Spaces, which is a great movie, and it is about the crisis of America, the crisis, free speech.
You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say will be used against you.
You are not listening.
I want your job to be taken from you.
A protest has turned violent at California, Berkeley.
This is why we're fighting for the soul of America.
Before the movie, we wrote the No Safe Spaces book. The book is a documentation and a fascinating one about what is happening to free speech in America and especially on campuses. We have a limited number of autographed copies of the No Safe Spaces book in the Prager store. It's valuable reading. Once you pick it up, you won't put it down. Get your autographed copy of the No Safe Spaces book in the Prager store. Go to PragerStore.com.
A few years ago, my wife and I couldn't find great bedding in any stores. So we founded our own company. I'm Scott Tannen, the founder of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets. My wife Missy and I spent months developing the super soft, organic cotton fabric we're now known for. Since then, we've helped millions of people, including three U.S. presidents, get a great night's sleep. You could compare them to $1,000 sheets, but we sell them for a fraction of the price because spending that much on sheets is bonkers. Right now, check out our luxury flannel collection. It sells out every year. That's because Bull & Branch flannel is cozy but breathable. Cool sleepers and hot sleepers all love it. You can try us risk-free for 30 nights, but I think it'll only take one to convince you. And right now, get $50 off at bullandbranch.com with promo code CALM. That's spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM. Save $50 at bullandbranch.com with promo code CALM. Bullandbranch.com, promo code CALM.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Well, the president is at work. None of this crazy circus for him. He is holding a press conference right now with Recep Tayyip Erdogan, the premier of the Turkish Republic, in the White House. If there's anything monumental coming out of that, we will share it with you instantly. Let's also shift to another news item. I know I don't want to ruin your day, but Hillary gave an interview with the BBC. Do you want to know what she said? Don't answer that, because I'm going to play it anyway. This is what Hillary Rodham Clinton said to the British Broadcasting Corporation. Cut nine.
Are you going to run again?
No, not, no. That is
100%. So in a few days, I'm not going to open my newspaper.
Well, you know, I never say never to anything. I will certainly tell you I'm under enormous pressure from many, many, many people to think about it. But as of this moment, that is absolutely not in my plans.
She's under enormous pressure from many, many, many people. Is that three? Is it who is it like Jeffrey Epstein's buddies? I don't know. Could it be? Let's listen to what somebody else who worked for the Clintons, a Democrat, thinks about her idea to run again. To quote Larry Elder, can we be so lucky? This was Doug Schoen on Fox News, Cut 11.
My advice would be, go home, close the door, shut your mouth, be quiet, and just forget about this. I mean, she lost everything she said recently has been nuts.
Go home, lock the door, shut your mouth. That wasn't me. I'm just reporting what a Democrat said. Doug Schoen said it. So come on, give the guy a break. Can I just say that again? Go home, lock the door, shut your mouth. Sagacious. This man is sagacious. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to, waiting a long time patiently, Kristen in California, line one. Welcome to America First.
Hi.
She grabbed the phone quickly. We don't drop that phone, Kristen.
How do you know?
Oh, I have powers, special powers.
So these bad seed children in the playhouse of the representatives.
You're being a little kind. You're being a little kind calling them bad children.
No, bad seed.
Oh, sorry, bad seed children. Okay.
Yeah, bad seed children. know that, you know, they won't be able to actually impeach the president. They're just Stalin, not just because it's an iconic name for them, but to continue brainwashing the public. It's just part of their luciferic strategy. And by calling out key words such as collusion, whistleblower, Voldemort, impeach, just to bombard the mainstream viewers to repeatedly hear day after day for their brainwashing purposes. And it's just a long, drawn-out filibuster of key words. And the House could care less about being embarrassed, as with the Mueller fiasco, because as long as they own the deed to the mainstream news, they know the viewers were only here edited clips and chosen words until they start up their, you know, next 2016 luciferic strategies.
You like that word luciferic, don't you?
Because they are. There's nothing that describes the deep state as well as that.
But does it matter when CNN has 0.3% of the American population watching? Does it matter that they're using these little sound bites and these wolf whistle signal words?
That's all they got, yeah, is just to keep repeating them until people keep hearing them every day. Most of the mainstream viewers, by the way, not not the rest of the people. And like Kennedy had said, it must suck to be that dumb. I don't think it's a good strategy, but they're you know, I have a joke for you.
Okay, go ahead.
How many Dems or lefties does it take?
Hang on. So how many Dems or lefties does it take to screen a light bulb? Is that the question?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Not one, because they're always turning to the left. And so far left, they're falling off the ladder now.
Yes, indeed.
Righty-tighty, lefty-loosey.
Righty-tighty, and they are off. They are falling off the left because they are so extreme. Thank you, Kristen, for a superb call. Let's go to Arthur in Phoenix, line four. Arthur, welcome aboard.
Hey, it's an absolute pleasure speaking with you, sir.
That's very kind.
You know, and I just wanted to, you know, touch upon something that you had mentioned earlier, and that's these, you know, like our distinguished admiral, these bureaucrats, these unelected individuals that are creating policy for all of us. Someone wondered why our Republicans, you know, have absolutely no voice when they get to Washington, and I wonder that myself, and I'm trying not to be too judgmental, but I wonder that when they come up there, they must be overwhelmed by, you know, the awe and the responsibility that they hold as elected officials. They are introduced and surrounded by seasoned political guides who steer them away from issues that they may have actually been elected to address.
Can I give you a worse reality check, my friend?
Please.
So you may not have heard this. I think I've told this story once on the show in the last 10 months. I had lunch in the members' dining room in Congress last year, maybe, with a member of the Freedom Caucus, one of the good guys. Actually, two of them, two members of the Freedom Caucus. And halfway through lunch, I had to ask the question. I said, you know, I'm just a guy on the outside now, and I just have to have a sanity check. I look at the Congress, and it looks like you are just this small band of freedom fighters. What's it really like? Am I seeing things negatively? Is it better on the inside? And they looked at me and they said, with no hesitation, you have to understand that in the GOP alone, just the GOP, there is 15, 20% who care about their constituencies, who wish to fight. Then there is 40% who are just failures. They couldn't have succeeded in private life, and now they're picking up a nice, fat, taxpayer-funded paycheck. And the rest, the remaining 40%, and this is the most damning of all, Arthur, he said, all they care about is eventually getting the job on Capitol Hill that comes with the office that has the fireplace and the chauffeur-driven SUV.
It's sad, isn't it?
No, it's worse. It's worse than sad. If you'd said that, if you could have gone back in time and played a video of those congressmen giving you the inside scoop of what the Republican Party is like today and played it to our founding fathers, I guarantee you, Arthur, most of those founding fathers, Washington included, would have thought twice about laying down their treasure, their blood, and their sacred honor for their fellow Americans. Great call, Arthur. That's the state of play, but that's one of the reasons we're here on America First, to fight, as long as we have breath in our bodies, as long as our hearts are beating, because we still remain, despite today, despite the circus, despite the charade, the smears, we are still the greatest nation the world has ever seen. Back with your calls here on America First, 833-334-6752. That's 833-334-6752. You tell me who's winning the war on Capitol Hill.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health?
Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you satisfied with your towels? Come on, it's me. You can tell me the truth. They just don't do the job, do they? They feel soft and lotiony in the store, but you get them home and they're just a disappointment. Well, guess what? Mike Lindell has found out the truth. He's worked out that in 2006, they started importing towels, adding softeners and other substances to the cotton that made them feel great. But then they didn't work. He's found the best towel company right here in America, and they have special technology to create towels that are soft but actually work. And they're made with American cotton, and they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Get them now 30% off with a special promo code. They are soft but absorbent, and they are made in the USA. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep, deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the great new towels. Enter the promo code GORKA or call 800-829-8468 for these great deals.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that the annual maintenance fees are right around the corner, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting $1 billion. I said, you're not getting $1 billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, what, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired. And they put in place someone who was solid at the time.
Can't we just have that playing on a loop everywhere? Turn, open the faucet, out it comes. Because what did Joe Biden admit to there? Blatant extortion. Out and out extortion. Which never happened on that phone call. But I guess if you're running for something, you're immune. As Mr. G pointed out to me, if that's the case that you're immune, then why are we having an impeachment hearing at all? Because the president's running for re-election, therefore he has immunity. I'm just using Democrat logic. Isn't that how it works? You can't impugn somebody, let alone investigate, let alone impeach somebody who's running for public office. That would be mucking about with an American election. What do they call it? Election meddling. The impeachment is election meddling, is it not? If the person that you're impeaching or trying to is running for re-election. I know I'm being silly. I'm being so silly because I'm being logical. But let me instead be emotional. I forgot to thank Eric. I have in my hand the first candy cane of the season that Eric Bowling gave to me today. Thank you, Eric. You're such a thoughtful individual. You know, sometimes when you just hit the right note on a tweet, when you, what did he call it? The bifurcation of the American zeitgeist. Wow, Eric. Big, big, big words. I was impressed. I hit some kind of zeitgeist recently with a tweet. Ben Domenech said, Hillary should run, he said on his Twitter feed. Hillary should run. I just retweeted Ben. We love Ben Domenech. I retweeted his tweet and I said, where to? Epstein's Island? 17,000 retweets later. Thank you, guys. I'm very, very grateful for that. Unlike the hit piece, there's a Brit out there called Freddie who edits a pathetic rag that thinks it's relevant. And Freddie had one of his minions write a hit piece on me. Freddie might have wrote it, in fact, because it's written under a nom de plume. It's pseudonymous, like all great warriors. They don't even use their own name. Freddie, if you're watching, if you're listening, so sad, not sad, that you've had 2 likes on that article since last night. Nice attempt. Try and get maybe 3 likes by tomorrow. I'm Sebastian Gorka. The number is 833-334-6752. Again, more slowly, 833-334-6752. Let's squeeze in one more caller. Robert in New York, line 2. Welcome back, Robert.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Sure.
What I wanted to point out is I caught a good chunk of the hearing, and I think the whole argument that they're making, the Democrats, is they're questioning the motivation, the intent of our president for mentioning about Biden.
Yes.
Now, there's nothing that to prove that his intent is anything other than pure to pursue corruption. And I just want to point out that Donald Trump is mere presidency. His whole presidency has been actually a personal sacrifice, financially,
yes,
reputation-wise. He's getting nothing for it, unlike these other politicians who actually come out and they make money afterward. Donald Trump seems to have suffered tremendously, and he's, the only reason for this whole shebang is because he's trying to do the right thing to help our country,
right,
and to put America first. And to drain the swamp. And so there's absolutely nothing to suggest that his intent is anything other than appropriate.
Right. So, but let's just stay at one thing at a time. So they're trying to impugn some malintent, some motivation that's hidden or political when they have no evidence of that. But at the end of the day, it's irrelevant. What's the crime? You said it yourself. Investigating corruption? How is that a crime? Because the person is running for political office? Well, then you can't impeach the president because he's running for re-election. I'm going to tweet that out in the break. Great call. Thank you, my friends. The number is 833-334-6752. That's 833-33-GORKA. We have some incredible audio for you that we're going to share from Congressman Ratcliffe. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, what Pete and Seth Talbot, the incredible father and son team behind this product, have created is natural pain relief. I'm not a big fan of medication. When you're really ill, I get it. Antibiotics, stuff like that. But if it's a regular issue, if it's pain, everyday aches, you don't want to be putting synthetic drugs, pharmaceuticals in your body regularly. You don't want to do that to yourself. If you have an alternative, take it. In this case, it's made from natural substances that have been demonstrated proven over decades, in the case of one of them, curcumin, over centuries, to provide effective natural pain relief. How does it work? You take those four capsules in the morning, four capsules in the evening, and they attack the source of the pain, which is the inflammation. Find out for yourself if Relief Factor can work for you like it does for me. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. Surely $20 is worth it to you. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Back with your calls next here on America First. Sebastian Gorka, former deputy assistant to President Trump here. Get a free copy of my new book, The War for America's Soul, when you meet with my personal precious metals advisors at Midas Gold Group. Working with Midas Gold is important to me because it was founded by U.S. veterans who have protected our freedoms. Now they protect our portfolios with fortification strategies. We've heard a lot about dossiers, but the one that's legit is from Midas Gold Group, called 10 Imminent Threats to Your Finances. You must read this eye-opening report on the dangerous reality that we, as Americans, will face going forward. Call for your free copy of this important dossier from Midas Gold, 480-360-3000, and get a free copy of my new book when you meet with a Midas Gold Group advisor. Call 480-360-3000, 480-360-3000. Veteran-owned, Midas Gold Group, conservative and proud of it.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed.
It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score.
So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow.
Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
A few years ago, my wife and I couldn't find great bedding in any stores, so we founded our own company. I'm Scott Tannen, the founder of Boll & Branch, the world's most comfortable sheets. My wife Missy and I spent months developing the super soft, organic cotton fabric we're now known for. Since then, we've helped millions of people, including three U.S. presidents, get a great night's sleep. You could compare them to $1,000 sheets, but we sell them for a fraction of the price because spending that much on sheets is bonkers. Right now, check out our luxury flannel collection. It sells out every year. That's because Boll & Branch flannel is cozy but breathable. Cool sleepers and hot sleepers all love it. You can try us risk-free for 30 nights, but I think it'll only take one to convince you. And right now, get $50 off at BollandBranch.com with promo code CALM. That's spelled B-O-L-L and branch.com. Promo code CALM. Save $50 at BollandBranch.com with promo code CALM. BollandBranch.com, promo code CALM.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Association for Mature American Citizens.
Yes, AMAC, the good guys. You know who the bad guys are, right? It's AARP. They pretend they're on your side, but then sneakily they lobby, they support things like Obamacare. They're on the side of the Democrats. The Democrats want to take away your private health insurance. You heard Kamala Harris. Who needs 120 private health care plans in America? 120 million. No, get away with them, get rid of them, and then nationalize Medicare. Don't let them. Join AMAC today. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GORKAFORAMAC.com. GorkaForAMAC.com. Join the good guys. Call this number, 855-624-4824. That's 855-624-4824. The best summation of today's 5.5 hours of just insane fake impeachment was from Congressman Radcliffe. My friend Dennis Prager, I think, played all of the impeachment live. I'm not going to do that to you. It's finished at 3:30. But if you missed any of it, listen to this one audio cut, and you will understand all of what has happened in the last 3 years in just 3 minutes. Congressman Radcliffe at today's historic impeachment farrago, cut four.
President Zelensky held a press marathon with over 300 reporters where he said repeatedly and consistently over hours and hours that he was not aware of a military hold during the July 25th call. In fact, in his official press release from the Ukrainian government available on his website that I'll be introducing into the record, he said, "Our phone conversation bears no relations to arms. They blocked the provision of military assistance prior to our telephone conversation, but the issue had not been discussed during our conversation. I mean, I didn't even know." So now, in addition to confirming that because he had no knowledge of it, there was no quid pro quo involving military aid during that call, President Zelensky went on to confirm a number of things: that there was no pressure, that there were no conditions, that there were no threats on military aid. There were no conditions or pressure to investigate Burisma or the 2016 election, that there was no blackmail, that there was no corruption of any kind during the July 25th call. Again, from his official press release. "Therefore, there was no blackmail because it was not the subject of our conversation with the President of the United States. There were no conditions on the investigation, either because of arms or the situation around Burisma Company." He told Reuters there was no blackmail. He told the LA Times there was no pressure or blackmail from the United States. He told Japan's Kyoto News, "I was never pressured and there were no conditions being imposed." He told ABC News and the BBC, "I'm against corruption. This is not corruption. It was just a call." The Ukrainian president stood in front of the world press and repeatedly, consistently, over and over again, interview after interview, said he had no knowledge of military aid being withheld, meaning no quid pro quo, no pressure, no demands, no threats, no blackmail, nothing corrupt. And unlike the first 45 minutes that we heard from the Democrats today, that's not secondhand information. It's not hearsay. It's not what someone overheard Ambassador Sondland say. That was his direct testimony. Ambassador Taylor, do you have any evidence to assert that President Zelensky was lying to the world press when he said those things? Yes or no?
Mr. Radcliffe, if I can respond.
My time is short.
Your time
yes
is
or
short.
No?
That's right. I have no reason to doubt what the president said in his...
Okay, very good. So in this impeachment hearing today, where we impeach presidents for treason or bribery or other high crimes, where is the impeachable offense in that call? Are either of you here today to assert there was an impeachable offense in that call? Shout it out. Anyone?
Boom. Both star witnesses cannot identify the impeachable offense for the impeachment hearing. Not only that, this is something the mainstream lying media won't tell you. The Ukrainian president had a press conference that lasted a whole day with hundreds of journalists, where he said again and again and again, there was no quid pro quo, there was no extortion, I wasn't threatened with not getting military aid the way Joe Biden did to the prior Ukrainian government. It didn't happen. So, somebody is accused of rape, somebody's accused of assault, robbery, whatever, you pick a crime, and then the person who they say was affected, raped, who was mugged, who was assaulted, who had their property stolen, says, no, nothing happened to me. I still have my car. My front door isn't broken in. I wasn't assaulted. Nothing happened to me, and I'm supposed to be the victim. What would happen if the police tried to actually take that case to a court when the victim says, what do you mean mugged? What do you mean raped? What do you mean burglarized? No, look, my front door, it's perfect. Car's here. Here are the keys. I'm absolutely fine. Look, no bruises. Nothing happened to me. I was home playing with the dog. I was at my piano lessons. What would happen? The judge would probably throw the police in contempt. They would get charged for wasting his time. But that's what happened today. That's what's been happening since the Access Hollywood tape. Whether it's emoluments clause, whether it's Stormy Daniels, whether it's obstruction of justice, whether it's Russian collusion, whether it is now the Ukraine call. There was no crime. There never was a crime. That's the level of contempt that they have for you, the American people, for our judicial system, and not only that, for this unbelievable tool, the Articles of Impeachment that our founding fathers gave us to use in times of extremis. But that's who the Democrats have become. They are the extremists. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your calls next here on America First. We also have more incredible audio. We have Howie Carr, Jennifer Horn. Don't go anywhere. The number is 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. We know you have a choice. I understand. If you suffer from everyday aches and pains, you can take painkillers. You can put those smelly ointments on. Try something else. Try something different. Don't try and get a prescription from your doctor for something that's really going to knock you out. If it's just daily aches and pains from over-exercise, age, whatever it is, your knees, your back, your shoulder, try this. Within 3 weeks, you will know if Relief Factor works for you like it works for me. Go to ReliefFactor.com. See the testimonials from real Americans, video testimonials of people who are being liberated from their daily aches and pains. Once you've seen those, once you've heard the endorsements from my colleagues, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder. Then you order the three-week quick starter pack. It's at your door in 3 days or less. You take it. You've got to take it every day twice for 3 weeks. And I guarantee you, by the end of the 3 weeks, you will know if Relief Factor works for me as it does for you and the tens of thousands of Americans who take it right now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. $19.95 for your 3 week quick starter pack. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you tired of owing back taxes to the IRS or state and need relief? New guidelines in tax reform have increased the success of the Fresh Start Initiative programs, but this won't last long. The tax problem solvers have set up a direct line for a free qualification. Call 1-800-928-7418. Put this number in your cell phone, 1-800-928-7418. You'll be given the opportunity to speak to tax experts that will analyze your tax situation and explain how you can reduce and even eliminate the debt. Ignoring the IRS is not an option, and doing so puts you at greater risk of collection enforcement, such as wage garnishments, liens, and bank levies. If you're currently on a payment plan, have unfiled tax returns, or have been denied in the past, new guideline changes may make it possible to qualify now. Make sure to ask us about our free six-step guide to reduce your taxes. Call 1-800-928-7418. Again, that's 1-800-928-7418.
Do
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I'm angry. Where did that hour go? I've only got 1 hour left. It's not enough. I want my money back. No, I'm getting paid. Sorry, I don't get any money back. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Having far too much fun. The call board is absolutely full, and I know why. Because you're angry, too. But not at me, I hope. Let's go to our friend Brent, line 3 in Los Angeles. Welcome back, Brent.
Hello, General Gorka.
I was not a general ever. I played at soldiers in the British Reserves, but thank you for the endorsement.
I just wanted to talk about the shift, impeachment, assassination,
mm-hmm.
and what I see as a satanic smokescreen, a Democrat diversion for the death of Jews. And
the death of Jews, you kind of lost me there for a second, Brent. I'll unpack that one.
I'll tell you how. We are facing right now, Iran is on the verge of getting an A-bomb. The first of 10,000 rockets are starting to fall down on Israel as we speak. ISIS has been telling its people to start burning the forests of America and Europe. And this ridiculous, absurd charade is going on. And so I think one of the reasons Trump is so hated is for the same reason Nixon was hated. He saved the Jews from extinction. And Trump, President Trump, the righteous and courageous President Trump, is doing the identical thing. And it wasn't.
So you think that's kind of a deep motivation? It's not just the fact that he's not part of the elite, but because of what he's doing to reset our relations with the people of Israel, that's kind of driving the hatred, Brent?
I think that in the deeper, more spiritual dimension is exactly what is behind this whole thing.
Yeah, that's there's something satanic definitely about it. And it always takes me back to that moment in the Rose Garden earlier this year when we were sitting there, guests of the president, and that punk from Playboy in front of the president, in front of the TV cameras, stretched out his arms and pointed to the guests of the president and said, "You all look like people who are wanting to be possessed by the devil."
Right.
And you go, what kind of human being even begins to think like that? What levels of projection are you operating under? A normal person doesn't do that unless they're projecting. So, yeah, I think there are many reasons, and I think one of them is we are a godly nation. We were founded on principles that are immutable, principles that are locked into truth that never changes and cannot be denied.
Yes.
And when somebody wants to bring you back to that, you are a threat to that fake elite. God bless you, Brent. What a great call to wrap the second hour. I need more time. We will be back with more of your calls. The great warrior princess Jennifer Horn and, what does he call himself? The undisputed king of New England talk radio. And he deserves it. He is Howie Carr. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network from the ReliefFactor.com studios just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C. If you're enjoying the show, subscribe on iTunes, the podcast. It's free. America First, Sebastian Gorka, iTunes podcast. Go to our website, SebGorka.com, SebGorka.com. Order The War for America's Soul and check out our exclusive subscription service, Gorka's Cabinet.
G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free. If you have a rodent or pest problem at your home or business, don't spray harmful toxic chemicals. Use Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that uses your wiring to get rid of pests fast. Just plug it in. One customer had a warehouse with a rat problem. He was catching over 20 rats a day. He called pest controllers, but nothing solved the problem. Then I came along. My Plug-In Pest-Free commercial system got rid of the rats, and since then he's seen maybe 3 in the last 12 months. Plug-In Pest-Free is not a sonic device. It's chemical-free and gets rid of pests safely and effectively for years. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year warranty. Now that's fair dinkum. Order today and get 20% off at gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget with Plug-In Pest Free.